This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 past the hour, Monday, the 10th of March, plus 9. See, 9 and 10 is... No, it's the 19th, got it. We're all set. This is the week that spring begins. Spring ahead, move ahead, be ahead, be a pal, be a friend. Hello. We're among friends here on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is your friend. Victoria Keelan is your friend. Kara Shillen is your friend. I am your friend, and therefore you can like us all as friends on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Here to go through some of the items of interest. How did you like whatever this weekend brought upon you? Was it a good weekend? Let's find out how it was on this national and international stage, Victoria.
Well, some sad news. A Cirque du Soleil performer died Saturday night after he fell during the performance in Tampa, Florida. And so now investigators are looking into what caused the tragedy. And the CEO of the entertainment company that runs Cirque du Soleil said that they are prepared to give a full and transparent collaboration. These performances are, if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil, they certainly look death-defying. Usually there isn't an incident, but in this case, it was a very tragic ending. And in more sobering news, Austin is still reeling from yet another explosion late last night in the neighborhood that's known as Travis Country, which is in southwest Austin, around 8:30 p.m. last night. Two people were injured. They said that they believe at this point that it is connected to the other explosions that have been happening around the city. They canceled concerts last night at South by Southwest to be safe. And once again, the chief of police is saying, if you see any type of package, do not approach it. Don't just call the authorities immediately. They've had something like 740 calls so far for the police to come and check out packages. So it's just a continuation.
What about them has made it, how is it that all the victims were black or Hispanic?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking into. They think it's the same person or people that are connected to all of it.
Hmm. So the bombs were in neighborhoods where there are no whites living. Is that...
Well, I don't know about no whites living, but the targets seem to... When the packages have been placed on doorsteps of specific houses, that seems to be targeted. There's some more details still coming out about this latest explosion, but they said it was actually a tripwire. So there was some either remote detonation or someone accidentally tripped something, and maybe it was intended for someone else, but so far no one has died from this explosion, just two injuries.
All right, so as long as we're into bad news, how about one more? The British say they have proof the Russians stockpiled the nerve agent that almost killed its former spy and his daughter. And the fellow who came up with the proof is a guy, if you look at, Google a picture of Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, when I first saw the picture of this guy, I thought I was looking at Donald Trump. Very quick picture. His hair.
Wow.
Am I right or not?
Yes. Totally.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's not the main story. The story is the Brits are still looking into the poison that was used in the attack on this Sergei Skripal and his daughter. I'm betting there'll be a movie that'll come out about this that will tell the story one way or another. The continuation of the focus on Robert Mueller and investigations into the Russians. Is it me or is it every other story, no matter what? I was thinking about the countdown last weekend, and every other story was about the Russians. It's not about America.
It's going to get
it's the Russians this, the Russians that, the Russians, the Russians, the Russians.
Well, they have a new president at least.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's amazing. He won re-election by 73% of the vote.
No, really? Wow. Yeah. I also hear that the Russians were the ones who won the $450 million Powerball jackpot. How about that?
Wouldn't that be a new investigation?
Interesting, though. Think about that. Is the Russians have whatever, whether it's Snowden who's doing this or not, it certainly seems like Snowden is doing it, or he's behind it. So let's say they rig all of the lotteries. They rig in everything else, right? Think about it for a minute. How is it possible to rig the lottery? Is there some way that somehow or other somebody could figure out that the lottery is something that you can grab?
I would guess that it's all computerized, and I don't know, but aren't they the little ping pong balls?
Yeah, but fiddling with the reality is that those things, they somehow, I've always maintained, and I'm not sure where the winning Powerball ticket was sold, but most of it is in rural areas, and you never hear of a New York City person winning.
Never.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, never. Ever, ever. You think people... I was in a convenience store on Saturday night. You'd have thought that we were buying tickets for the first trip to the moon. There were people in there spending... One guy spent $400 buying... And he didn't look like he had $400 to spend buying lottery tickets.
Well, that could have been an office pool or something.
Yeah, it could have been.
A lot of offices do that when the pot gets that
high.
Big.
Yeah, exactly. So
what is it at now?
Well, the winner.
I didn't even know what it's.
The drawing was Saturday night, and it was $455 million. The winner has not come forward yet, but they identify where it is, and I haven't seen that either. But they normally identify where the ticket was sold, and anything that I've seen about it. Let me see if I can click on.
That was Powerball.
Powerball, yeah. Mega Millions is up.
57. Oh, it's sold in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. Yep. Yeah. The woman in New Hampshire won $559 million. Let's see, there was another one, $352 million. Powerball's jackpot hit a record $1.6 billion in January of 2016. Then there were three tickets sold, one in Florida, one in rural California, one in Tennessee. So there's Pennsylvania.
Do you win anything if you just get the white ball? Because it says that three other tickets, one in California, one Missouri, one Texas, matched all five white balls in the drawing, in the Powerball.
Yes, I think you get $1 million.
Right,
you
without the Powerball number or something.
What's that, Jen?
Yeah, you can get all the numbers without the Powerball number, right?
Yeah.
So you can get all the numbers and still win something. You won't win as much as somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the seven, in this case, the Powerball number was seven, so that's the key to winning the entire pot. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, somebody will correct us one way or another. Twitter, at DJV Show, or at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Twitter will suggest, or somebody will tell us. But I think if you get all five, you get $1 million. Not an expert on the lottery, but I think that's the bottom line. Business owners, how about listening up? You have a small business, have a big business. Whatever size your business is, as you go back to work today, you're using one of those free email services for your company. You use Gmail, maybe Yahoo, maybe AOL. So here's something that you probably didn't know. The free email may not be doing you any favors because consumers don't trust businesses that don't have some sort of professional email. Think about it. You want to do business with Fred the Plumber at gmail.com? Maybe not. Hotmail.com, Outlook.com, Gmail. They're good personal connections. Good. We all have our own personal email. That's good. That's cool. It's good. But your business needs an identity of its own, and it makes it stand out when it has its own email. So we have easymail.tech. Easy email. I got to make sure that you get the easy email because somebody said to me, I went to easy mail and I didn't get any. No, it's easyemail.tech. That'll make the process simple and low cost. Find out more today. Wouldn't it be nice to have your own, like, CRN.tech or something like that, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Right? Or Doug Steffen dot whatever they come up with. As you can do
dot farm.
Most anything. No, yeah, right, maybe. Easy Mail is U.S.-based, so you're not dealing with somebody in India or China or who knows where. Real people who really speak English. Answer the phone when you call 844-344-7607. And you have to get to them on the phone because you got to talk to them about what you need. 844-344-7607. Or you can go online to easyemail.com. There, look, listen to me. It's, you're in the habit. And so this ends the habit, which is kind of cool. Easyemail.tech, T-E-C-H. You can go there. But I suggest you call because that's where you're going to have an intelligent conversation about how to make it work for you. Don't let free mail sort of make you feel like one of the pack. Get an email address that will make you stand out. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so I have a story. There's a lot of promotion. I don't know if promotion, but a lot of, yeah, I guess it is promotion for airlines this weekend. The most satisfied workers for airlines. Believe it or not, United came in at number 5. Even though, like, another dog had lost, went to Japan or something. Did you see that? End of last week. They just can't seem to get it right. But their employees like working for them. So United is number 5, and then Alaska's number 1, and Southwest is in there, and Delta's in there. And I think JetBlue is in there. Nowhere to be found is American, and I think I understand why. I fly American pretty much exclusively. And so I made a reservation on Friday night to... So, you know, you can go online and make reservations anytime you want. And so I called the desk because there was a problem, and it took me 5 calls, none of which were really continuing. There was no continuum of the conversation. I had to tell the story all the way across the board to every new person I talked to. And it seems that nobody can figure out why I've been shut out of my account. And so I called the number that I usually call, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, only to find out that it had been shut down. It's only working now 8 to 7, Monday through Friday. So here I am. I spent hours, literally, trying to straighten out buying money and spending it with American, and all they can do is tell me that they don't know what the problem is, and then at the end of the day, they've shut off the way to fix the problem. Brilliant work, American. Perfect. Thank you for going for great.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57.
Yeah, 23 after the hour. It's, let's see, time. Oh, it's the television report. Jennifer and her advice as to what to hear or watch for on TV tonight. I spent a good deal of time watching the Boob Tube last night, a couple of my favorite CBS shows. I almost got to watch the... they've moved around. I don't understand why they put Madam Secretary, which is a good family show, last in the lineup. I haven't watched it for months. I saw some of it last night and then finally fell asleep. The other show, there was a new show on with Alan Cummings, who used to be on... he's probably well known to those of you who saw The Good Housewife. The Good Wife, I mean.
The Good Housewife.
The Good Housewife. The Good Wife. He's got a new show, and it's moderately typical. It's the young chick cop who's smarter than anybody else, and the old guy who tries to help her. It's like, it seems to be a twist on the Sherlock Holmes show. What's that called?
Elementary?
Elementary, yeah. It's the same sort of thing. But then you ask yourself, well, how many new things are there under the sun? How many new ideas are there? All right, so Jen, what do we have tonight?
Well, lots of reality TV. If you're into the big matchup, American Idol versus The Voice, both are on. Something special about The Voice, however, is that Blake Shelton is teaming up with Trace Adkins, like to be the cream in that cookie sandwich. Kelly Clarkson is consulting Haley Steinfeld. Adam Levine is using the help of Julia Michaels, and Alicia Keys is using Shawn Mendes to help form their team. So they'll be bringing those guys on tonight. American Idol is new on ABC, as I mentioned. Arthur Miller, there's a documentary premiere about Arthur Miller, the filmmaker behind Death of a Salesman, all of that, HBO, brand new, 8 o'clock tonight, getting some traction and some note from critics. It's a pretty good thing to check out. The Resident is new on Fox. This is a brand new series for Fox dealing with Chastain Park Memorial Hospital. I want to talk about a lack of ideas.
Another hospital.
But Fox is going ahead with it. It's their freshman drama, and you can check that out at 9 o'clock. Maine Cabin Masters is new on Do It Yourself tonight at 10, and CBS has all of their new sitcoms tonight. They're new. Kevin Can Wait, Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, and Living Biblically all start at 8, and then Scorpion has a new episode at 10.
Who watches that crap?
What's that?
All of that stuff.
I watch Living Okay.
All the CBS
I can tell
comedies.
You. I watch Man with a Plan, and I watch Living Biblically. Really funny show. I told you about it a couple of weeks ago. It's new for CBS. About a guy who's trying to live his life based on Bible verses.
The Bible. Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Pretty funny.
Okay, here's some music news, starting with Elton John. A couple of tribute albums are coming out. The details of Elton John Revamp and Restoration revealed. First taste of the music from both is now available for download. Where else can you get it besides downloading it, Victoria?
It's not out yet, but yes, but we've got some samples of what's
coming.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So on Revamp, Q-Tip and Demi Lovato tackle the duet Don't Go Breaking My Heart, while the Restoration Collection, country singer Chris Stapleton turns into a powerful rendition of I Want Love. So the point, this is all various pop singers, different genres, paying tribute to Elton John by recording some of his music. I guess that's what
The Restoration album is all country. And then and then the Revamp is like pop and more rock kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of whatever you really like. It's all Elton John songs, which is really cool.
Who's this?
Chris Stapleton, who we've heard a ton about lately. And
yeah.
He's on the new Justin Timberlake album. He's won a couple Grammys.
So the two discs don't come out until the 6th of next month, if I have this correctly, which coincide with his retirement from performing. I don't think he's retiring. He just doesn't want to go on the road anymore. And he's been one of the most successful artists of all time in terms of numbers, of performances, how much money he's made, that sort of stuff. So it's interesting that focus on him and his music continues. Certainly is appropriate because he's so popular, right? It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to djvshow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now here on the DJV Show for Monday the 19th. Today is National Certified Nurses Day, in which we honor and recognize nurses and their significant achievements. Their skills require continuing education, recertification, continued knowledge of every bit of changing technology that affects medicine. Certified nurses balance clinical needs, patient care. So National Certified Nurses Day was established in honor of Greta Madden, who was a nurse in the, what would we say, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. She lived from 1930 to 2005. Her
career-inspired nurses around the country, recognized around the world for her leadership and contributions to the studying, become a nurse, and the practicing of being a nurse, the practice of being a nurse. I feel often, especially when I have any dealings with, for example, when I go to Dr. Ken's office, the nurses there often, and I'm not saying they know as much as, oftentimes, I think that that's the case. You go to a doctor's office and there's a nurse practitioner in there. Often they are in there because you can't find enough doctors, A, number one, and B, they are schooled and know pretty much the same as a doctor and they keep up with things. So where would we be without nurses? Probably in pretty bad shape. I think nurses, in many ways, you can argue nurses are more important than doctors. Anybody agree with that contention that nurses may be more important?
Oh, for day-to-day stuff, certainly.
Treatment of, yeah. Right. And even recognizing, Jennifer, some of the maladies that might beset people. Sometimes,
the best thing is when they work together in tandem, because there are so often times when you feel like doctors and nurses are never even talking to each other.
Yep.
But when you have a combo that actually respects and works with each other, you're in the best place ever.
Yep. Nice. Somebody wanted me to continue. I made a statement earlier about my experience with the airline that's going for Great American Airlines. And then there was the reference to United, and I said that there's a list out over the weekend of the airlines where the happiest flight attendants and employees work. United confirmed over the weekend that it once again loaded a dog onto a plane bound for one place, even though it was supposed to be going somewhere else. So what they did was they diverted the flight to Akron, because the company chose the fastest option to reunite the dog with its family. Passengers with the dog, or at least on its journey, were compensated for the delay. At least 33 passengers were on board the plane, and this is just the latest. There were three incidents in the last week where the dog died. That was one of them. A German Shepherd was supposed to be shipped to Kansas City, ended up in Tokyo. I can see that's an easy one, right? It's easy to confuse Kansas City and Tokyo.
Yeah, but the thing that really disturbs me about all that is who's taking care of the dog in between? Who's letting the dog go to the bathroom on his way from Kansas to Japan? This is inexcusable. This is a family member.
It's just bad management, Victoria. That's what it is. These airlines.
Well, I think they should be slapped with some animal cruelty stuff, too, because it's completely. You can't say that any dog can make it from Kansas to Tokyo without having an accident in their little crate or wherever they're, however they're being transported. No one's taking care of them. Their owners are nowhere to be found, literally, in this case. It's disgusting. I wouldn't trust any airline with my animal at this point. Disaster stories.
It speak to the larger issue of how these airlines are managed. They're always trying to cut costs, and they're always trying to bring more. I have, when you talk about the situation at American I was talking about earlier, here is an airline that's the largest airline in the world, and they don't have service now for the premium members that travel and spend the most money. Who's thinking that stuff through? Who thinks that it's a good idea to tell your most important customers, sorry, we don't have time for you, you got to call us back in 3 days? That's what kind of management thinks that way?
They get away with it. People still buy tickets.
They do. Here I am. I'm getting away with it. And the only reason, and I would say this admittedly, the only reason that I have loyalty is because they run five flights a day between Boston and Los Angeles, and that's the main route that I travel. The other airlines only run two. And they're all at times that aren't good for me. But to be have a couple of million miles on an airline that continues to cut, it is the job of the chairman of the airline to bring as much money to the bottom line. That's his job. Not to take care of you, not to take care of the next person, but to get money to the bottom line. So we keep cutting here, we cut services there, we give you one scoop of ice cream instead of two, or whatever it is. And so it goes round and round and round to the point of now me, it would be so much easier. I would love to say good things about American Airlines. And from time to time, I've tried the soft approach. I try the hard approach. I try whatever approach it is. And when I send letters into them
for them to listen to read. You know, once in a while I hit a nerve and somebody will write me back or a couple of people will write me back. But do I see a difference? Not really. I don't see anybody paying
because
attention.
Because they know they have you. Have you stopped using American because you're disappointed in them?
No, I'd probably, I
probably.
So guess
why do they care if you're upset? Right.
Maybe I have a little bit of a bully pulpit here and I can use it, but is it going to affect how many millions of people ride on the airline? It's the largest airline in the world. So me complaining or even my circumstance, unless a whole bunch of people like me who have, let's say, and I don't mean this to sound like an arrogant jerk, but I've earned a status because I spend this much money, this much time, and I would like everybody to think good about them. But when you see the promotion, we're going for great, and then you see the airplanes that they're putting on, you can't even get into the toilet, and they're cramming more people in, the seats are smaller, and what is there about that that's going for great? I don't get it. What am I missing here?
Did you have a bad flight this weekend or something?
No,
what
I just
happened?
Told you. I spent 4 hours on Friday night trying to straighten out a ticket problem that should have taken me at most 10 minutes to procure. Okay. And it just is, it's nonsense. Okay, enough on that. Let's get to the sports stuff and find out what the brackets are that are left. So we're pretty much, are we getting close to the end of March Madness? After all, it is close to the end of March. No, it's not really. We're almost, 2 weeks left in March Madness? So, or 2 weeks left in March. How many more weeks are there of March Madness?
I actually don't know. Do you know when it's over?
I don't. I know it'll be over in the next week. I think this is when it really heats up. And excuse me, everybody's talking about how their brackets have been blown to heck because it's just been an unusual, March Madness. I guess I'm surprised
because the wrong teams or the right or different teams than were suggested have won.
Just upset. Some of the best teams are being knocked out.
All right.
So there's no perfect brackets left.
Apparently not. So what did people have over there? What's the weekend story, Victoria?
Well, over the weekend, the 16-seed University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, they upset the number one overall seed, which was Virginia. And so that's really what busted everybody's brackets wide open. And prior to that, a total of 25 perfect brackets remained. And now ESPN, Yahoo, and CBS Sports, every one of those brackets had Virginia advancing. I know Lewis had Virginia in the finals. So only 2.18% of brackets actually had UMBC beating Virginia. So what this really boils down to, last week we talked about Warren Buffett. Every year he does the bracket challenge within his Berkshire Hathaway companies. And this year he doubled it to $2 million if you had a perfect bracket. So once again, no one will have a perfect bracket at Warren Buffett's company. So his money is safe.
He has saved him $2 million, which is like saving most of us a quarter. All right, there we go. That's that one. Jennifer, on the PGA Tour, no more booze.
Well, some booze, but you know one of the trademarks of golf is that it's very, very
everybody
quiet.
Everybody's drunk. Yeah.
not everybody is drunk. Rory McIlroy said Saturday that limiting alcohol sales might help curb some of the loud and crazy behavior that he believes is getting worse at PGA Tour tournaments. A month ago, he suggested that the commotion that surrounds a group following Tiger Woods cost Tiger half a shot per round because they were just so busy yelling and screaming.
A shot of booze or a shot on the course?
On the course. Oh, it's tiring, he said. I've got a headache after all of that. During Saturday's third round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, McIlroy again felt there were instances of poor behavior that crossed the line. He said that there was one guy out there who kept yelling my wife's name. He said he was going to go over and have a chat with them. And then he made the comment that he thinks they need to limit alcohol sales on the course, or they need to do something because every week it seems like golfers are complaining about it more and more. 3 weeks ago, Justin Thomas had a spectator removed during the final round of the Honda Classic because he was yelling for the ball to get in the rough or in the water and taunting him as he walked from a green to a tee. The spectator was removed Friday for constantly yelling. And apparently this seems to be a problem that's continuing to play. Golf used to be this place where everybody was very polite.
Yeah.
And now it seems to be a little more popular. Maybe it's bringing in younger people. Definitely people who don't know that there's etiquette involved and who are enjoying a little bit too much of that.
Is there any etiquette? Is there any sport that enjoys etiquette that
there is a prescribed
tennis
way of behaving.
Still does. Tennis. I think tennis still does. Yeah.
Because they don't golf to me are the ones with etiquette, right?
Those
are the two that I would think of.
But like in tennis, they won't continue the game or the match unless everyone's quiet.
Quiet. Yeah.
So yeah, and the alcohol sales is usually just people sitting around drinking wine at tennis. But this is bizarre Rory McIlroy said that they used to only allow beer on the golf course, and now everyone has cocktails and flasks and hard liquors allowed, and he thinks that's probably part of the problem.
All right, the New York Jets have climbed three spots in the NFL draft, number three overall, after a trade with the Indianapolis Colts. It's part of the deal. They sent the Colts their first-round picks. If you can follow this, I read this through three times. I'm not a football expert by any stretch of the imagination, but see if you can follow this. Tell me what happened. As part of the deal, they sent the Colts their first round pick, number six overall, as well as their two second round picks, number 37 and number 49 this year. They also agreed to send their second round pick in 2019.
And what did they get in exchange for giving up the picks?
Let's see. They get one of the top-rated quarterbacks, USC's Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. UCLA's Josh Rosen, Wyoming's Josh Allen, and Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield.
Apparently that's a pretty good deal.
And they're running for that position.
So what part was confusing to you?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I didn't. The number, they get two picks, number six. They get three
that
numbers.
That means in the sixth round.
Right. In the sixth round, they get two picks.
Yeah.
And the 37th round, they get two picks. And 49th round, they get two picks. Is that what it is?
I would think that would be more like they get the 37th overall. I'd have to read it to see what it, but it looks like that's the 37th overall pick.
Okay. That's just sort of interesting numbers make a difference. So.
Well, the Jets need all
Jets
the help
fan,
they can get.
Right, exactly. And then you get something to talk about, apparently. 47 past the hour. Your phone number, your salary, your name, your spouse's name, your children's name. Listen to this carefully, because this is something else. There's so much. You notice how much of our conversation when it comes to some of the new commercials focuses on our attention to detail when it comes to technology and the things that need to be corrected because of what we are doing online. When was the last time you Googled yourself and found out what people are saying about you online? I talked to actually somebody who used this. This is basically aimed especially at businesses. You know, for example, what I was saying about American Airlines, they could watch, if I decided to put something on Yelp or something, they'd see it, and if it wasn't flattering, they'd try to get it scrubbed. And
restaurants
maybe,
especially live and die by their Yelp rating.
Restaurants do. You're right. Yeah, exactly. So whatever your business is, let's say you're a plumber or electrician, whatever you have as a business, if you get people writing things about you that are not true, then you need executive privacy from Reputation Defender, because what they do is they watch, they follow everything anywhere that might have your name in it, and they'll bring it to your attention, and if it's illegitimate, then you get it scrubbed. Reputation Defender, the leader in this kind of making the web safe. This kind of a, it is. This is a very important thing these days. Reputation Defender's executive privacy. With it, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. So, if you need this, and most people who have a business do, it's very affordable. Call them at 844-432-4886. If this is on your mind right now, you want to protect your information, make it safe, make the call. 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special. They got a special deal for you when you tell them that you're listening to Doug at the DJV show. Listen to this. Listen. Just listen. Think about it for a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. And then call. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Tell you so. It does make sense. 844-432-4882 or go to reputationdefender.com/Doug.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday's Tech Talk time is on the air. Victoria Keelan going to update you with a few of the technology talk stories, and including this loophole that would protect self-driving car companies from lawsuits. I thought this was pretty interesting. I read a little more about this over the weekend. So will you explain, please, what there is that what makes this important for all of us?
Well, a lot of consumer advocacy groups are warning that this new legislation, which is currently pending on Capitol Hill, that under it's that basically it benefits big tech and car companies at the expense of the average American.
No, what this, come on, please, that's shocking.
What How this does, be? I know, right? What this does, that people riding in what will be self-driving cars, which we know is the wave of the future, it's coming at us pretty quickly. In the event that there is a crash, that people will not be able to sue the maker of the car, which doesn't sound right, but apparently they got this idea and this loophole from ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. And if you are in an accident in an Uber or a Lyft, you may or may not know this, but you have to have direct forced arbitration, meaning you cannot sue them, you can't take them to court. And arbitration is usually always in favor of the big company, because they usually choose the arbiter, and there's a whole lot of other stuff that's basically stacked up against the consumer. People don't realize that there's no way to get out of this, because when you check the box on Uber or Lyft, accepting the terms of service, you're accepting that you cannot sue them.
Right.
And so that's, and people really don't know that. And it, you have rights until you check that box and then you get in the Uber and you have no rights anymore. You've signed them away. And that's essentially what,
These people are amazing, aren't they?
Well, smart lawyers. But that's essentially what's happening now with self-driving cars. So if you if you are riding in any one of them, or if you own one, that's another thing, that if you own a self-driving car, they're now also saying this legislation, for some reason, I'm not sure who's in favor of this, but this is heading right towards just protecting the big car companies and the tech companies. So there are some groups that are trying to put a stop to this before it gets passed. It's called the AV Start Act.
AV Start Act. So you might want to, before you rest in peace, get to your legislator and say, this is not a good idea. Maybe we post this on our Facebook page.
Sure.
And
the other thing is that's also dangerous about this. You can't even take you can't even participate in a class action suit. Yeah. So this is you literally have like no rights, and an arbitration can just write you a small check and get rid of you, and that's it. You've got no legal recourse.
Great. All right. So there's that to chew on, plus something a little lighter. If we go back to Snapchat. And what ads cost, there's a little bit of a wrinkle in that world. We'll tell you the story in a moment. After this, this is yet another important tech item.
The Geek Out. Nintendo Direct 2018 has come and gone, and much of the news has fans very excited. Now, the biggest was Super Smash Bros. Is finally going to appear on the Switch. Yep, the best-selling console will get its own version of the game. And while we don't know exactly when, sometime this year, Portable Smash Tournament. Yep, it's going to happen. Also, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, Undertale, Okamai HD, Crash Bandicoot Inside, Little Nightmares, and South Park, The Fractured Butthole, are all finding their way to the Switch this year. Oh, and Splatoon 2, it's getting a $20 expansion pack. So lots of exciting news for fans of Nintendo, and I've got links about it on Twitter, at TheGeekOut.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
All right, so Victoria, the power of a name and what happens when you mess with it looks like a lesson for Snapchat here.
Oh, yes. Last week we told you about how Rihanna showed the world that domestic violence is no joking matter. She called out an offensive advertisement that appeared on Snapchat. And as a result of that, she stirred up so much commotion that Snapchat, Snap, which is the parent company of Snapchat, experienced an $800 million drop in market value in 24 hours. And so the interesting thing is the CEO of Snap, Evan Spiegel's personal net worth plummeted by $150 million in response to what Forbes magazine called the Rihanna effect. And Snap is apologizing that this ad somehow made it online and onto the app. And so this is the second big hit that they've had. Last month, Kylie Jenner tweeted that she was no longer interested in using Snapchat after they redesigned it in the new format everyone hates. I don't know anybody who likes the new format. I haven't even used it because it just looks way too confusing. But then, as a result of Kylie Jenner's tweet, they lost $1.3 billion in market value.
So pretty soon be no more. Say bye-bye to Snapchat. See you later. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.